Okay, Ed. So you are now going to experience a time, a place of going within. And inner focus hypnosis is really an inward state where you just get to slow down the conscious mind and allow your subconscious mind to be ever more present. So I'm going to begin by just going through a relaxation process with you so your body can be relaxed. As your body's relaxed, your mind is relaxed. As your mind is relaxed, you start to just let go and go into that place where you connect within yourself, your inner wise person, we could say, that place that really knows that it is time for you now to release the past smoker, that smoker. It's time for you now to step into your innate brilliance, we could say. It's time for you now to get rid of those things that are just, it's kind of burdensome to be the only smoker in the, in anywhere in the community of friends. And it's kind of burdensome to think about what that smoking could be doing to your health that you take pride in right now of being so healthy. And so it's kind of like that pile of cigarettes that have been all the years that you have at various times on and off been that smoker, that they've just piled up and piled up. And so any cigarette that you've had in the past is on top of the pile. And you're at that point now that you're no longer willing to have that pile tumble down on you. And so it's time now to just let go and go within. And so whenever you're ready, whenever you feel comfortable, whenever you feel safe that it's okay, you can just allow your eyes to close. And as your eyes close, you get rid of all the external distractions. And you can just simply bring your focus and attention to your breathing. And by that, I just mean that you just notice how you inhale and your chest goes up. And as you exhale, everything just sinks down into the support beneath you. And as you inhale, you're bringing in more and more oxygen, that wonderful life-giving element. And that oxygen flows in through the body and allows your body to relax and release and let go and allows those muscles to receive this wonderful oxygen. It's so life-giving. And so now you're filling your lungs with oxygen. And every time you exhale, you're releasing this other chemical called carbon dioxide, and you're letting that go. And you might even imagine that you're letting go of any tars that are there from those previous cigarettes, that smoking. You're just letting it go. You're letting it out. You no longer need it. Each and every fresh inhale of oxygen brings more and more life-giving element into your body, and you're releasing the toxins. Carbon dioxide becomes a toxin. Tar is a toxin, and you're releasing them now from your body. And so as you bring more and more oxygen into your body, into your lungs, you're filling your lungs up with this healthy oxygen. You're bringing relaxation in, and you give yourself permission now to just let go and focus within, focusing in on what you are ready for now, ready for now more than ever before, to go into this state of deeper relaxation so that you and be in touch with your inner wise self that knows everything that you need right now to let go of that past habit, that past unconscious habit that you have had, that smoking habit that no longer fits with who you want to be, how you see yourself as healthy and well-being, a well-being person full of energy, lots on your mind. And smoking has no place in your life anymore. That smoking is in your past. And so as you just sink down into that knowingness now, you realize more than ever before that you are ready. You are ready now to even go deeper into that place where you connect in to your innate wisdom, ready to follow all these suggestions with ease, very relaxed, allowing yourself to become even more relaxed with every breath you take now. Now, in a moment, I'm going to count backwards from 10 down to 1. And it's funny, it's interesting how when you allow yourself to just imagine, create, and whatever those numbers are, might feel like or be like for you, it's interesting how your subconscious mind just becomes more available with each descending number, and your conscious mind just kind of lets go a little bit more. It's kind of in the background, like being in the back seat of a car, kind of listening a little bit up on the conversations in front, but maybe gazing out the window in the back, not really caring a whole lot. But if something were to alert you that you needed to pay attention to, you would be able to. But now, as I count down, you're just going to go easily into this place of inner focus, go deeper in where you connect into your inner wise self. Beginning now, 10, as you release, you relax, you let go more and more. 9, and the more you relax, the more you let go. 8, and the more you let go, the better you feel. And 7, the better you feel, the deeper you go down into that place. 6, where you connect in to who you really are, the essence of you, Ed. 5, letting go more and more now. 4, this is your life. And you really do get to create it moment to moment. And now you are creating a life where you are smoke-free. 3, releasing more and more to that place where you connect in. 1, perhaps feeling in this very moment, as if you were just one with all there is, one with the chair, one with the room, whatever that might feel like for you, to you, as you just let go, knowing that you are fully supported now. And as you are in this more relaxed state, maybe a very deep relaxed state, I don't know how relaxed you are, you know how you feel right now, but as you continue to just follow my voice, let my voice go with you, and find yourself just drifting down deeper, deeper into that place where you can let go more and more. Now, your imagination becomes more fluid, and you might even imagine this wave of relaxation just flowing over you from the top of your head all the way down to the tips of your toes. That's right. And as it flows down from the top of your head to the tips of your toes, and you just feel more and more relaxation coming throughout your whole body, on the top of your head, your forehead, down your face, your neck, down your back, down your arms, and you may even feel a little tingling in your hands as relaxation just flows so easily down now, down, down into your hands, down into your upper torso, into your lungs, just allowing your lungs to breathe easy now. And down your back, those big muscles in your back receiving all this wonderful relaxation. Down the upper torso into all the organs in your body, and your heart beats appropriately. Blood vessels are nice and soft and supple, and blood flows through with no resistance whatsoever. And you just relax even more, receiving more and more relaxation, receiving that inner wise self approaching, emerging from you now, coming forth more and more. And as this wave of relaxation flows down into your abdomen, buttocks, down into your legs, your knees, lower legs, and your feet, you may notice how heavily relaxed your feet feel. Maybe even a tingling sensation on the bottoms of your feet. And now you can just notice how comfortably relaxed you are. And you may bring your attention to your eyes right now and just notice how your eyes feel, how relaxed your eyes feel. You may recall a time in your past when maybe you were reading a book or reading something or watching TV, and you were just so nice and comfortably relaxed that your eyes just closed as they are closed now. And then they just felt like they wanted to stay closed, and you just allowed your eyes to stay closed. And I want you now to go ahead and make sure they're at that place that you want them to be, where you just have your eyes so comfortably closed, and you can go ahead and just test them, make sure they're at that place that you want them to be. And when you've done that, you can just nod your head that your eyes feel so comfortably closed now. Great, good, excellent. You're doing this very well. And as you're in this inner focus state now, you can imagine perhaps a beautiful place in nature. Maybe it's a place you've gone to before. Maybe it's a place you long to go to. Maybe you just created in your mind's eye right now. It's a place where it just feels so good to be there. It's a place where there are no worries. It's a place where you feel you can be yourself. You feel connected in. You feel secure and you feel safe. You feel at one, perhaps, with all there is. And just experience being there fully now by noticing the air on your skin. And you may even notice the colors that you see as you look all around. And notice if there's any aromas that you can smell. And you may even notice if there's any sounds you can hear, or perhaps all you hear is the sound of silence. This is a place where you feel very calm, very serene, very grounded. This is a place you can call your inner sanctuary. This is a place you can go to anytime that you might be feeling extra restless. This is a place that you can go to if you're wondering what you should do with your hands. This is a place you can go to when you find yourself unconsciously going in some direction that you used to go to before, that you don't want to go to anymore. You can go to your inner sanctuary, and just like that, you just feel that calmness, that serenity, that assuredness that you are connected within, that you are smoke-free, that you no longer desire to be that smoker. You no longer desire to be that smoking person. You no longer have any desire. And so you notice that you are ready. You're ready to make this change. You are, aren't you? Ready to be free, ready to be in charge of your life, to be in control of your time. You are ready, aren't you? You to decide just how relaxed you want to be without that smoking, without those cigarettes, without tobacco in any form. You can be beautifully relaxed, grounded, be yourself without those cigarettes, without the abuser, just as you are now, so beautifully relaxed, drifting even deeper as you simply breathe, letting go more and more now, finding that place of peace. Deep peace, deep inner peace within. And as you now are experiencing a deepening sense of relaxation, calm, and peace, you can just nod your head as if it's just nodding all by itself, that you are feeling, experiencing this nice state of calm. That's good. And peace. And it feels good, doesn't it, to go so much deeper relaxed now. And I wonder if it feels good to go so much deeper relaxed, as it feels so good to go deeper relaxed. You can say to yourself, yes, feeling more confident now, perhaps recalling a long time ago or a recent time ago when you just had that wonderful sense of deep confidence. That wonderful sense of deep confidence that assures you that when you are planning for something, when you have decided on something, you know without a doubt that it will be, it will happen. Wanting and desiring to hold that confidence now within you always in every situation. And I wonder now if you can say yes to yourself, to feeling strong. Just go ahead and feel strong now, and just perhaps recalling a recent time or a long time ago when you had that wonderful sense of being really strong. And you can just let yourself know that, nod your head, that you feel really strong, that wonderful sense of being really strong, good. And now, as it feels so good to feel strong, just allow yourself, your mind to say yes, and feel your whole body seem to echo that thought, that yes, to being strong, to be strong, wanting and desiring to be strong always in every situation. And I wonder too now if you can say yes to feeling in control or feeling in charge. Feel that sense of feeling in charge now. Perhaps you might have to do with how you feel in charge of your business, feeling in charge of so many aspects of your life. And let yourself now know that and feel that wonderful sense of feeling in control and in charge. And just nod your head when you are feeling that feeling now of feeling in charge, feeling in control, and be wanting and desiring to be in control. In charge now in all situations that come before you. Good. And as you say yes to all these good feelings now, Ed, in your mind, in your body, your emotions, you are saying yes to feel calm, to feel confident, to feel strong, to be in charge. And you might even now rub your thumb and forefinger of one of your hands together, rubbing them slowly, softly, maybe as if there were like velvet in between them. And notice how almost magically the feelings of feel confident, feel strong, feel in charge and control, they just kind of grow as you gently rub those fingers together. This is your anchor now, to feel so strong, to feel so calm, to feel yes to you, your health, your well-being, your goal of remaining smoke-free now. And if you just stop rubbing those fingers for just a moment, you may notice maybe that feeling just diminishes just a little bit. And then you rub them back again, rub them together, and those feelings of strength, of being strong, of be strong, of confidence, it's all there. It's coming back. They are very strong now. And as you rub those fingers in together now, continue to rub them together, wanting and desiring with all your heart, all your soul, with your two fingers rubbing together, that you are smoke-free, that you no longer are desiring, no longer wanting those cigarettes, that smoking doesn't belong to you anymore. And so you say yes to stop smoking. You say yes to being rid of that smoking. You say yes to being rid of cigarettes from now until eternity. You say yes powerfully to yourself, yes, being a non-smoker. And you say, yes, I am a smoke-free person. I am rid of those cigarettes. I don't do that anymore. That isn't who I am now. Feeling confident, feeling strong, in control, as you say yes to yourself. Yes, and more yeses to being free, free from the abuser. And whenever you desire to feel calm, confident, strong, feel confident, feel in control and charge, you just rub your fingers together as an anchor, as a reminder of your confidence, of who you are now, and that you know that you are smoke-free from this moment on. And so, as you are knowing you are smoke-free, I just want to tell you a little story as you are here listening. A story about how I'm reminded of a young man I once knew a long time ago. A man who, despite at times feeling there was no hope, discovered what was really important to him. Quite early in his life, he took up with a woman who seemed the answer to his prayers. Seemed she filled his life with fun and excitement. They became inseparable. When she moved into his house, she was an enticing lady, a dependable companion, too, through thick and thin. And to tell the truth, because he'd been brought up in quite a strict church-going family, this moving in together seemed like an act of rebellion, a little bit naughty, which pleased him further. Well, as time went on, this lady in his life began to show her true colors. She was there to comfort him, yeah, in bad times and share his joy in good times. But he began to notice that she never really paid her way. And not only did she always cost him money when they went out, she began to make demands on him, even when they were at home. He tried to ignore this, refused to add up all the costs, but his bank balance suffered nonetheless. But he told himself she was worth it, that his relationship was so central, that this relationship was so central to his life that he couldn't get rid of her, change things. She was demanding in other ways too. When it seemed he wasn't paying her enough attention, she'd call him, text him, email him, show up in his office. Sometimes this pleased him, was a welcome distraction, and they'd sneak off together. Other times, though, he would not admit this. It was just a plain nuisance. He told his friends he was lucky to have her, such a devoted partner, always there for him. He told himself he loved her, that he enjoyed her company, that she was his thing, his life companion. And friends began to notice her heavy perfume. It clung to the house. It drifted from his clothes. It's interesting, isn't it, that we can't always smell these things when they are so plain to others around us. Even when she damaged his house, I forget the details, but it was significant. He forgave her. So she started to do this more. She set fire to the curtains when he came home late one evening. She charred the carpets. She became jealous when he'd been away and threatened his life. He pretended not to notice the dangers. His friends, those who cared about him, watched all of this in dismay, feeling powerless as he became more and more entangled. Then one day, one of them took him aside and had a strong conversation with him. He talked about Stockholm syndrome, a phenomenon in which those held captive begin to empathize and feel positive toward their kidnappers, despite this being illogical and irrational in view of the danger they are in from these very captors. In fact, some of these hostages began to interpret abuse as attention, even kindness. It's largely a chemical thing. When two people go through difficult times together, the emotion acts like glue and logical part of the mind becomes a little harder to reach. Well, our friend began to listen, really listen. He started to admit to all the abuse he'd put up with for so long, and that perhaps his partner didn't love him nearly as much as he thought. After all, what kind of love takes all your money and attention, damages your home, and threatens your life? He went home and told her she had to leave. She resisted. She was shocked. She begged, she pleaded, said she would mend her ways, but he'd had enough of this abusive relationship, and he threw her out with all her stuff. She tried to get back into the house. He changed the locks. When she was gone, he opened up the windows and welcomed that fresh air into the house and breathed easier. He washed her perfume out of all his things. He felt liberated, free. He began to take up the things that really mattered to him. He was really engaged in all those things that he likes to do that nourished him. Turns out he didn't need her after all. Now and again, he saw her around town. In the company of others, he noticed how she was hanging on to them in the same way she used to hang on to him, and he felt relief. About a month later, she called him up, wanted to meet. She begged. She said that she'd gone so long without seeing him and they were without seeing each other, and surely they deserved a chance to catch up. He was tempted. He thought, what's the harm? What the heck? I'm over her. It's just one meeting. His friend questioned this. He said, What are you doing? Can't you see what she's about? She's obviously trying to wheedle her way back into your life. She's poisonous. You deserve to be free of her for good. Once again, he listened to this wise friend. He called her back, explained. She cried. He put the phone down, felt relief. 2 months go by. Same thing. By now, he was so busy enjoying his life without her, he barely even considered it. 6 months later, he just let the phone ring and ring. A year later, she tried again. He told her in no uncertain terms, you're not for me. Stay out of my life for good. Let me continue to be free. I am taking charge. I am free of you. And you know, she did. She finally got the message. All that was years ago. Last time I saw him, he'd forgotten he'd ever had that relationship. Now, that's an interesting story, isn't it? And so, as now you are in this wonderful state of inner focus, and you now know that you are free. You've gotten rid of that old way of being. You're free of that smoking. And from this moment on, from this session, this time that we've had together, you realize more than ever that now you are completely free. You are smoke free, breathing easy. That smoking is who you were in the past. And now, any time that you feel restless, you remember, you rub your fingers together, you remember that was the old you. You have things to do with that restlessness. Or maybe you'll just be. Maybe I'll just bring in that blue ball and feel the calmness. Bring in that blue ball and feel that you are in charge of your life. You're no longer in any abusive relationship. And I remember you told me that you wanted to break that smoking habit and become a non-smoker. And so you are today, now, a non-smoker. And will be now for the rest of your life. And because it's your wish, your desire to become a non-smoker, that is why you stop smoking now and forever and ever. It was your decision, you remember, to stop smoking. And you have now broken the habit forever and ever. because it is your decision. And you are pleased that you are now a non-smoker. When you first started to smoke, when you first inhaled tobacco smoke, you felt maybe a little dizzy, maybe you wanted to cough because your body didn't like it, did not want that smoke. But somehow you persisted, and maybe your body finally accepted that fact. But you know now you don't even like it. You were going to smoke, and that smoker part became a part of your life. And when later you wanted to stop, at times you did. And other times you said, oh, what the heck, I'll just continue smoking. Because your body did not understand, did not know that you were stopping. You were not giving it clear directions. You were not saying you were in charge of that smoker of your life. And so now your unconscious mind understands that you no longer smoke. And your unconscious mind can communicate that to every part of you so that your body knows this too, so that there is no habitual habit to reach for that smoke. You are a non-smoker, so there's no reason you would reach for that smoke. Every part of your body, your mind, your cells know that now you are smoke-free. And your body is pleased with that. Your lungs can fill with wonderful oxygen. You are a non-smoker. And since your body always knew how to enjoy life without that smoking, there will be no withdrawals at all, no withdrawal symptoms at all. Far from it. Your body never liked that smoke, does not like it, doesn't like it, doesn't like to be near it. And it never will. You are now smoke-free. You are a non-smoker. Your body is so pleased with that. So I want you to understand that. Of course, in the past, when you used to be that smoker, that as far as you are concerned, smoking for you is in the past, no longer a part of you, just a memory, a gradual fading memory, as though when you look at an old black and white movie and it's just kind of fuzzy and fading away. That's what you were in the past. A black and white, but smoking part memory is just a black and white movie that's faded away and barely can be seen. You forget about smoking now. Even when you see other people smoking, smoking means nothing to you. In fact, it is a fact of life. Maybe other people still smoke. We may see them occasionally, although not so much anymore. Other people smoking means nothing to you. And if anyone were to offer you a cigarette, that cigarette, and you are asked if you are that smoker, you will be pleased and delighted to say, I don't smoke. I don't do that. I don't do that anymore. And each time you say that, your determination to remain a non-smoker will be reinforced in any event. And I'm going to suggest right now to your subconscious mind that you will have no desire to smoke. And I would like to suggest to your unconscious mind to make these suggestions a part of you, a part of your inner world. It will go into that place within your mind where you learn things, and it will stay there. No desire to smoke. But when you wake up in the morning, no desire to smoke. When you lie in for whatever, take a nap, or when you get up and out of bed, no desire to smoke. When you feel that restlessness that happens in between tasks and jobs at work, no desire to smoke. With that first cup of coffee in the morning, no desire to smoke. When you have breakfast, after breakfast, no desire to smoke. Getting yourself ready in the morning, no desire to smoke. No desire to smoke. After breakfast, when you stay in, no matter what you do, where you are, or who you are with, whether you're having a drink with the guys, you have no desire to smoke. And when you are outdoors, you have no desire to smoke. You have no desire to smoke when you are traveling. And it doesn't matter if you are traveling in a car, bus, train, plane, boat, even if you are walking, you have no desire to smoke. And you have no desire to smoke when you are working. It doesn't matter what the work is. As you know, a great deal of maybe your work is routine and you have no desire to smoke. Maybe that routine or that lull when you're in between work in the past when you have felt restless. Now you have no desire to smoke when you are working or during those in-between times at any times at work. When work is exciting, when you are planning for whatever you want it to be planned for, you have no desire to smoke. Since you wish to give your undivided attention to your work and whatever problems there may be for you to solve, you have no desire to smoke. Smoking would only prevent you from giving all your attention to whatever it is that you're trying to solve. It doesn't matter if you have people around. You have no desire to smoke when you are working. You have no desire to smoke after a meal. And I want you to know that you won't be putting on any extra weight because you won't be substituting food or anything else for those cigarettes you left in the past. You substitute nothing except calmness, except maybe your blue ball of calm. Otherwise, you substitute nothing, not drinking, not eating. You'll have better control over your eating habits too. You have no desire to smoke when you are drinking or socializing, be it with family, friends, colleagues, or total strangers. You have no desire to smoke when you are drinking and socializing, and that's all there is to it. You now know without any doubt that you are a non-smoker. You are smoke-free, which means that you don't smoke. You will never touch tobacco in any form ever again. You will never touch tobacco in any form whatsoever. And like every ex-smoker, you will have the occasional thought about smoking. And as a non-smoker, you will treat that thought just like a passing fancy. No need to fight the thought. Your mind will just soon wander onto something else. Or you might just say to yourself, I don't do that anymore. Why do I even think about it? Forget about smoking. You will forget about smoking. Sure, in the knowledge that you are a non-smoker, forgetting about smoking. And maybe you'll find that there'll be a time that you won't even remember you ever smoked if you bother to think about it at all. Think of all the wonderful benefits, how much more energy you have, so much more alive that you feel, that you are now enjoying being a non-smoker. The money you find in your pocket, the social advantages, no longer being the weird one out that's smoking. You are now enjoying yourself as a non-smoker. And that tells you are free, free of the burden of smoking, free of the burden of smoking that you left behind in the past, and you will enjoy the feeling of freedom that comes from being a non-smoker. And now that you are no longer deliberately introducing tobacco into your body, your health receives an extra boost, an extra boost. In fact, you will become physically fitter and healthier in every way. Another marvelous benefit is that your head will be clearer. And that means that your mind becomes clearer and clearer, allowing your body to become more and more relaxed every day. And you will become so much more relaxed, not only in your body, but you become more relaxed about yourself, about the world around you. And the days and the weeks and the months go by, and you become ever more clear in your mind, ever more relaxed in your body. Now that you are smoke-free, breathing easy, you will find that you are just dealing better with those in-between times, with anything, with anybody, any situation. You handle it in your daily life because you are just feeling more calm, more in charge, more in control, more strong. than ever before in all areas of your life. You are having greater self-control in all areas of your life, greater control over the way you think, as you're aware now of any of the negative thoughts that come up, and you can switch them off into something that serves you well. You have greater control of the way you think, the way you feel, and greater control of the way you do things, over the way you behave altogether. You'll feel as if a weight, a burden has been lifted, as it has the burden of smoking. That smoking that you left back in the past, where it will remain forever and ever. And so, with all of that in place now, know now, Ed, that you are smoke-free, breathing easy. You are at your top of your game now, feeling good. You can relax on your own. You no longer need or want that cigarette and that smoking. You release any habit, any craving, any old routine of it. It's been released from every cell in your body right now. And you are enjoying this newfound freedom. You can go on vacation feeling really good about who you are now. And so you continue to walk proudly, strongly, feeling calm, feeling at ease with this decision, this choice that you made to be smoke-free. And so you are. Now, in just a moment, I'm going to bring you back into room awareness. And as you come back into room awareness, you will feel really, really good, relaxed. You will be drinking lots of water today. You will know that this is easy, that you've created this time in your life now to be a non-smoker, to be smoke-free. And you're filled with pride at being smoke-free. It feels good to breathe easy. The idea of being smoke-free gives you pleasure, and you're enjoying your life and everything about yourself so much more now. You respect yourself on a whole new level for having made this decision, this choice of being smoke-free, of putting that smoking in the past. Your mind, your body, and spirit enjoy feeling the healthy, fresh air. And you use your inner resources for any stress, worries, concerns, restlessness that comes over you. You remember you have a little tool here called the blue ball that just comes over you, and you think about it and you feel the calmness, you feel grounded. And you're focused on being a natural, happy, vibrant, smoke-free person now. As I count from 1 to 5, each ascending number just brings you back into room awareness. 1, knowing that you are smoke-free. 2, that this is way, way easier than you had imagined it to be. You are 3, feeling the energy. You are going to be drinking lots of water. You are going to maintain your weight and not substitute food. You're going to be feeling good about your choices. That 4, you create this life, and you are creating it for yourself to be so smoke free. 5, opening up eyes, wiggling fingers, taking a good breath in and congratulating yourself. Pat yourself on the shoulder. You are smoke
I got to
free,
lift
sir.
my butt off the chair.
I think you were nicely relaxed, huh?
Wow. I should have been in my lazy boy. That'd have been better.
I think you did just fine. How do you
Wow.
feel right now?
I feel good.
Oh,
Yeah.
I'm gonna. Oh, oops, I'm.